This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has taken his first steps to reverse the Trump administration's health care policies. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Thursday, Biden said he signed two executive orders to undo the damage that Trump has done to health care.
I'm not initiating any new law, any new aspect of the law. This is going back to what the situation was prior to the president's executive orders.
The directives cover a range of issues, including getting more Americans covered under health insurance and removing work requirements for low-income people getting Medicaid. The most concrete short-term impact will come from reopening healthcare.gov insurance markets, as coverage has shrunk amid economic turmoil due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden is also directing health officials to weigh repealing a Trump rule that barred federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. Another drug maker says its COVID-19 vaccine seems effective. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Maryland-based Novavax says the vaccine appears 89% effective in early findings from a British study, though it's not quite as effective against a virus variant spreading in the UK and another in South Africa. The U.S. now has its first two cases of the South African mutated strain, both in South Carolina, in adults with no recent travel history. Health officials say it's almost certain there are more infections not yet identified. The Novavax announcement comes amid worry about whether existing vaccines will be strong enough to protect against the variants, which seem to spread more easily. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House has condemned a decision by Pakistan's Supreme Court to release a Pakistani-British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the decision to free Ahmed Omar Sheikh is an affront to terrorism victims everywhere, including Pakistan. She said the Biden administration is calling on the Pakistani government to quickly review its legal options, including allowing Sheikh to be extradited to the United States to stand trial. In a 2-1 ruling, Pakistan's Supreme Court cleared Sheikh and three other defendants in the case and ordered that they be freed immediately if not wanted in other cases. The four men had spent 18 years in jail for the brutal murder of Daniel Pearl, a Wall Street Journal reporter beheaded after being captured by Islamist militants while reporting in Pakistan following the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. The World Health Organization team in Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19, has finished its obligatory quarantine to start a fact-finding mission, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The researchers emerge from their hotel to board a bus taking them to another hotel. There's a lot of political tension surrounding the WHO mission as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. Many are waiting to see who China will allow them to talk to and where they will be allowed to go. Among the places they might visit are the Huanan Seafood Market, which was linked to many of the first cases, as well as research institutes and hospitals that treated patients at the height of the outbreak. I'm Karen Chamas.
The latest estimate of gross domestic product shows an economy still in the grip of the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says economic growth slowed sharply in the last 3 months of 2020, with the total output of goods and services growing at a 4% annual rate. That followed a record third quarter rebound from a stunning second quarter plunge brought on by restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. For the year, the U.S. economy contracted 3.5%, the largest amount in 74 years. And with nearly 10 million people still out of work, the outlook for this year remains clouded. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cicely Tyson, the pioneering black actor who gained an Oscar nomination for her role as the sharecropper's wife in Sounder, a Tony Award in 2013 at age 88, and touched viewers' hearts in the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, has died. She was 96. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.